It's a Thursday morning. G'day, Ender.
Morning, Millsy. Hey, Baz.
Let's start with David Beckham. What's he purchased?
He's bought himself an English football club. Well, 10% of one. Big story today doing the rounds, and it's very, very interesting. Salford City, they are a non-league club, so they're not in the four divisions of professional soccer in England, but they're knocking on the door. They're in effectively Division 5, the National League. They're 1 point off top place, and they're pushing hard for promotion. Now, Salford City have been in the media a lot in the last few years because some of his fellow Man United players, the so-called class of 92, these were youth team players from 92 who went into the Man United first team and became regulars and England internationals. So you got Phil Neville, Gary Neville, Ryan Giggs, Phil Neville, Nicky Butt, and Scholes, Paul Scholes. They've invested a lot of cash over the years. And today they were joined by the most famous face from that Manchester United youth team of 92, David Beckham. He has bought 10% of the club. He is on board and he's issued a statement tonight saying that his formative years were spent in the Salford area of Manchester and he's proud to join his friends.
Good luck to him. What's the latest on that aircraft with a footballer on board?
Yeah, it's not good, Millsy. So they've issued a statement tonight. They covered 280 square miles of a search area today in the Channel Islands. By air, multiple aircraft involved. They have found no sign of the missing aircraft. And basically, it's moved now from a rescue operation to a recovery. So there were only two people on board. We knew that the Premier League new signing, $35 million striker Emiliano Sala, was one of the two people. He was the passenger. And we now know that the pilot was British. Dave Ibbotson was his name, and Dave Ibbotson was originally from Scunthorpe in North Lincolnshire. So still no sign of the aircraft, and at this stage, really everyone is holding out for a miracle.
Yeah, no, very sad indeed. All right, mate, you enjoy your snow. We'll do it again tomorrow. You'll be back with Ollie from Albany this afternoon.
Bring it on. Have a great day, guys.